did you get the result you wanted?
I didn't. There was no result I wanted. I thought there was. It was like there was no good result. I'm assuming you know the result of the election.
I do know the result of the election. Yeah, I checked this morning. I was confused yesterday. I thought we were supposed to record yesterday, and then we weren't. And then I was like, oh, of course, it's election day.
It was a big win for the Conservatives. For people who don't know, and they're the party that have really been pushing for Brexit. So it's really solidified Brexit happening.
Right. For people listening in the far future, for the context of what we're actually talking about.
I imagine a lot of people wouldn't know even now outside the UK. I guess Hello Internet listeners probably would know.
If we do that general knowledge test for Hello Internet listeners, they're gonna have a higher percentage of recognition of UK.
If you asked 1,000 randomly selected people in the United States,
in the next few days,
what just happened in the UK election, what number do you think would be able to give you a correct and coherent and useful answer?
1,000 random people.
1,000 random.
I don't know, 20. I think it would be my guess. I'm not exact. Like, I think 20 might be the number.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think you might be right. If it was all the United States, yeah, because that takes in a lot of areas that are uninterested.
I can't believe you're gonna go with me there. Like, I feel like you're always the one who has real faith and hope in humanity and humanity's knowledge of things.
Oh, I think if you asked 1,000 people in America what political party the Prime Minister of the UK represents, you would be lucky to get 20.
Yeah, but now you're starting to...
That is a hard
question,
though. I don't know the political party that the leader of France or Italy are from. I can't name the party, so I'm not, you know, who am I to throw stones?
Yeah, like, I was just trying to run through... Like, I was just trying to think, is it like Merkel in Germany? I think it's like the Christian Democrats, I think is the name.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's the only world leader whose party I can also mention. I don't know. Can you come up with any others?
Well, you know, Australian prime ministers I can usually do.
Who's the current Australian prime minister?
I actually don't know. It's Scott Morrison.
Okay. And what party?
I'm not sure. Is he right or left? Surely it's right. Yeah, he's Liberal Party. So, yeah, like the equivalent of Tories.
Okay.
Like most governments, Australia's lurching right. Yeah.
I feel like I kind of caught you out there with your
uncertainty. No. It did. You kind of did. I had to stop and think. I knew who he was, but for a moment I couldn't remember what party he was. Mm-hmm. I knew he had to be either the Labour Party or the Liberal Party.
Mm-hmm.
Liberal Party is the right party in Australia, which is a bit confusing.
That is very confusing.
Yeah,
that is not helpful at all.
But. It can only be those two, but
that is all backwards. I think the names Tories and Labour is confusing enough for people trying to follow UK politics.
I'm so out of touch with Australian politics; it's ridiculous. I can't name the current Premier of South Australia, my state.
Can you, the governor? Can you still remotely vote for Australian elections?
I think if I went, yeah, I think I can. Yeah, I probably could because I'm out of the country. I don't have to.
Right. Oh, right. Yes, of course. So you don't, or the have to is still just a fine, though, right? Like, you get a fine if you don't show up to the Australian
And I don't think most people don't get the fines.
Right. Mm-hmm. You think that's not fully enforced?
No, I don't think it is.
Well, I'm very surprised that you agree with my assessment of the low probability of people knowing what just happened in the UK.
Oh, no. I always think American people are not...
Oh, is this a dig on Americans?
It's probably more of a dig on Americans. I think a lot of Americans are very unaware of what happens outside America. I don't think that's true of our audience, but I think it generally is true as a generalization.
I'm not going to disagree, but I'm still getting, I always get riled up by this. And I think it is much more legitimate than people outside of America like to pretend. I always get really annoyed by the like, oh, dumb Americans don't know what's happening outside of America.
I don't think they're dumb. I just don't think they care.
Or ignorant, or they don't care. Pick whatever you want, even if it's not dumb.
You're often a personification of that. Like, you know, you take delight in not knowing about England. Like, you know, it's almost, you revel in it, don't you? I think that's an American trait. Yeah, we're so good. Of course we don't care what the counties of England are. Why would we? But you should know our states because we're awesome.
Okay, well, again, I think you're misrepresenting taking delight in not knowing about England, which I don't think is a fair assessment. I think I more sometimes find it funny when you get frustrated when I don't know something, because my feeling is often like, I don't have any understanding why you would expect me to know this. Like that's much more the reaction that I'm usually having when I think you are interpreting delight in not knowing. But I will defend to the death Americans not knowing much about the world outside of America for very many reasons. And I get annoyed by, when someone from Papua New Guinea is like, oh, I can't believe Americans can't find Papua New Guinea on a map. And it's like, I just don't think that's a remotely reasonable comparison to make. It's like there's whatever it is. There's 100 countries in the world, and everybody from those countries is always annoyed that Americans don't know anything about those countries.
I think people should be embarrassed. I don't think you can expect people to know it because, you know, we're finite, but I think there should be a sheepishness if you can't point to Papua New Guinea on a map, like no matter where you're from. Like I think that, like even though you couldn't really be expected to know, I think you should be like, there should be like a polite embarrassment. Like if you met someone at a dinner party and you said, "What country are you from?" and they said the name of a country you'd never heard of, I think the right thing to do would be to say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I've never even heard of that country. How terrible of me. Tell me about it." I don't think the right thing to say would be, "I've never heard of that country, and nor should I."
Well, yeah, but now again, you're constructing like a totally different, right? You're constructing a version of Americans, which is like, "F you and your country. I don't even want to hear you speak."
Not even Americans. No human should act that way. No human should act that way.
And I think American is more likely to.
No, exactly. But like, so if you don't know where Papua New Guinea is on a map, I think, like, yes, intellectually, I understand why you don't know. But I don't think it's polite to say that, though. I think it's more polite to say, yeah, I don't know where it is. Sorry, mea culpa, my bad.
So like, I've been in the situation where people have introduced themselves and I don't know where the country is. And My usual response is just to say like, oh, where is that? Like something along those lines. And people I wouldn't even say most of them, like universally people just tell you like, oh, it's a little country here, wherever.
Yeah.
It's like a nothing. I think you go a step too far with the sheepishness. Like I don't think you should feel sheepish about not knowing this thing.
If I didn't know the country someone was from, right, I'd be embarrassed. I feel like I should at least have heard of the country. I don't know. Maybe that's just my pride, like thinking I know stuff about the world.
Well, again, like that's a slightly different thing of, have you ever heard the name of this country versus do you know where this country is, right? Like now these are two different levels.
Yeah.
And, even I would say that, well, I say most, I'll say most people who are in a position to ever come across someone who's from another country have probably heard the names for all of the countries in the world at some point in their life.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that's about as strong of a statement as I'm going to make. Like, if you're ever in this position, you probably heard the name at some point.
Yeah.
But that is totally different from being able to name a single fact about that country or know where it is in the world.
Or what the flag looks like.
or what the flag looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, of course, the most relevant piece of information. Yeah. But it's like, I don't think you should feel sheepish for that. In the same way that if a doctor says something to you and he says, "Oh, you know, we need to perform surgery on your trapezius," I don't think the appropriate response is to say like, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I don't know where the trapezius is." There's a basically infinite amount of knowledge to be had in the world, and yeah. I don't think you should feel sorry for not knowing a thing that somebody else knows about.
Is there a line in the sand where you can call someone ignorant?
What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, if someone said you've got a problem with your trapezius, right?
Yeah.
And you said, "Oh, I don't know what that is." Fair enough. If the doctor said you've got a problem with your brain or your heart, and the person said, "My heart? What on earth is a heart?" Can I call that person ignorant? Or are you saying, "Well, there's an infinite number of body parts. How can someone possibly know what the heart is?" Like, at what point? Right. At what point should you know something?
Right. Well, I'm laughing because you know what is the heart in this analogy? America is the heart.
Right. Well, so, certainly not the brain.
So that's why I'm like, you know, yes, you can construct these scenarios in one way or another.
America is the ego.
But that's why, like, I think particularly with countries and knowing what's going on in countries, like, there's this tremendous asymmetry. And yes, it is perhaps fair to say that the asymmetry is comparable to the beating heart versus some muscle that you don't know about. And it would be quite surprising to find almost any person on Earth who hasn't heard the name the United States and has a vague idea of where it is.
This is okay. I understand this. And I understand why more people have heard of America than have heard of some obscure country in Central Africa. Right. Just like I understand why lots of people have heard of Brad Pitt but haven't heard of Brady Haran. I accept that. But that doesn't excuse the American for not knowing stuff. It's okay. It's okay for America as a whole to be heard of, and everyone should have heard of America.
Right.
But I don't think that excuses Americans themselves for being ignorant. I'm not saying they are all ignorant, but like, it feels like we're talking about two different things. Like, should someone from America and someone from the UK have the same sort of general knowledge? Should they both know about Antarctica? Like, because they're both, neither of them have been to Antarctica, neither of them have any connection to it. Should they both, like, should they know that penguins are found in Antarctica, right? Let's say a fact like that.
Right.
Is an American more easily excused for not knowing that penguins are found in Antarctica and not the Arctic, right? Is that more, it sounds to me like you're saying it's okay for for less Americans to know that than Brits because America is bigger and more powerful and famous. Like, I think...
No, like, but I like think you're comparing two different realms of knowledge because Antarctica is not a country with politics. It's a sheet of ice. And, you know, it's a continent. That's like saying, should more people from America know about Mars than the United Kingdom? Like, you're crossing domains here?
That is what I'm asking. Yes.
So for non-political domains, I would expect that people's knowledge about the physical world is not that wildly different in, you know, developed countries with educational systems.
Okay. Right.
Right. But even there, I'm going very broad about, like, do you know about the solar system? You know, do you know about Antarctica? Do you know where rain comes from? Like, that kind of stuff. Whereas, why are you laughing?
I just liked that you plucked "where rain comes from" as your example. It was just a nice one. It was cute.
Well, I'm trying to think of things that are separate from the human, human created world.
Yeah,
like the human created world is a whole other domain of knowledge. And I would expect basically that people's knowledge of other countries is it's like you have two variables that go into that equation. Number one, like how powerful and how dominant is that country on the world stage. And, you know, you can plug a few countries into that equation. You can plug the United States. You can plug Russia into that equation. Increasingly, you can plug China into that equation. I think you can, like, you know, she's got a real half-life on this, but you can still plug the UK into this equation simply because of the historical relation with lots of other countries. But, like, that diminishes over time. So that's one factor. And then the other factor is geographic proximity to the country that a person lives in. You know, so you expect someone in the UK to know much more about Ireland than you would expect someone in Mexico to know about Ireland. Just because, like, countries have relations naturally with countries that are on their borders. So that's why I think it's a very specific domain of knowledge that, to make a comparison, like, Americans are excused from knowing things about the world because America is amazing, is like a not fair comparison.
Nah. Well, but it's a good thing I said it here on Goodbye Internet and not the main show. Promise me one thing. Promise me your next video is going to be called "Where Does Rain Come From?"
I don't understand why that's so funny to you.
I just liked it. It sounded like something I'd say.
It feels like surely you must have done a video at some point about where rain comes from.
Oh,
like,
I've done many videos on rain and weather and rainbows and lightning that I lost track.
Yeah, I don't need to cover this topic. You've got this topic covered many times over, it seems.
All right, cool. I will see you soon.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I guess we got to go because, I'm going to see you tomorrow?
I guess tomorrow.
I'm going to see you tomorrow, so...
More importantly, you're going to see my fizzy water maker.
Yes, that's true. I'm going to see your fizzy water maker tomorrow. So I need to go and pack.